Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you have an autistic child or a child that suffers from one of the autistic or ADD spectrum disorders? Because parents are terrified that the kids could bolt or wander away if they're left unsupervised. This must be a real fear. And my guest is Dr. Paul Law. He's a pediatrician and director of the Interactive Autism Network at Kennedy Krieger Institute in Baltimore, Maryland. So, Dr. Law, tell us about this study that children with autism can wander off. How scary is that?
Well, I think it's very scary, and I think it places parents under a lot of stress and concern about their child. It takes a lot of effort to keep many children with autism safe from going off into the places or out of the supervision of adults that can help to keep them safe.
So what is a parent to do? I mean, we can't all watch our kids all the time, but I mean, I imagine if you're a parent with one of the spectrum disorders with your child, you're used to extra, you know, vigilance. But that still doesn't take the place of that constant eye, right? So what are parents to do? What is this study teaching them?
Well, I think it highlights the just how common and pervasive the problem is and kind of calls us to action. I know there's probably a lot of parents of typical children listening, and you know, every parent deals with elopement at some point. All two-year-olds generally would tend to wander off into unsafe places. What makes things really different in autism is, you know, our study actually began at the age of four, when developmentally kids can be much safer on their own. And the same amount of constant supervision with a child who is much more able, much more mobile, is required to keep them safe. Parents can do a lot of things to keep their kids safe, and they do. They have figured out through trial and error what can work to keep their kids safe, putting locks on the doors, fences in the backyard, choosing not to go out in public at all because of the concern of this. So there's actually many, many things families are doing, and we documented that, although that didn't appear in this paper.
And the AAP has materials on the risks of wandering and strategies to manage that wandering in its parent book on autism called Autism Spectrum Disorders, What Every Parent Needs to Know. So, Dr. Law, give us some strategies to manage that wandering.
Well, I think the first, you know, on an individual level, the most important thing is to understand your child and understand why they are wandering. So each child with autism is different. We talk about autism as really being a collection of disorders or being autisms and not autism. And each child in the way they wander is different. So some kids are trying to get away from something, like a noise, and other kids are trying to get to something, like something that interests them, say a train or a store that they once visited. So we have to understand it is a behavioral problem. We have to understand what's motivating and rewarding that behavior first before coming up with a plan, because there is no one-size-fits-all approach to dealing with this problem.
No, but that's very good advice. I understand there's no one-size-fits-all, but that's good advice, because if you know that there are certain colors that attract your child or certain sounds that they are terrified of, then that's going to cause that reaction, and thereby you try. But even with so-called normal children, that as parents we have those things, and you can't always keep them away. If you're at a carnival, you take your child to a carnival, certain things might scare them, they might run, you know. So do you just involve other people? Dr. Law, do you have friends and family involved helping to keep your autistic child kind of in close watch if you do go out and about with them?
Absolutely. It is one parents in the study said that this was one of the most stressful things that they have to deal with. And if you can imagine the feelings that anybody who's been a parent, if you've ever just even thought that you've lost your child for a moment, even that thought alone is stressful. And when it is really at risk of happening, it's extremely stressful. And it's important that the right community supports be there. So whoever can be leveraged to help out, to watch the child diligently for a few hours, to give the parent a break, this is a very difficult job, keeping some of these children safe. Kids climb out of windows. I have a personal friend whose child actually went through the drywall in their bedroom and escaped, eventually out of the house. So these are not, for many of these kids, it's not sort of a mild problem. It is a very severe problem that requires amazing diligence on the behalf of parents working with these kids, and they need help.
Now, Dr. Law, what about something, it sounds drastic a bit to me, but like GPS devices, that sort of thing, is that going a little bit too far, or is that something to help reduce a parent's stress in this situation?
Let me just back up 1 second. So if a child ever does get away, the key is to respond immediately, that the first responder network of firefighters and policemen be able to respond immediately. Because each minute that passes, that child is being placed at enormously greater risk of having a bad traffic accident or drowning. So GPS devices, which are becoming less and less and less intrusive as ankle bracelets or wristbands, can be extremely helpful in helping a parent and the emergency system locate a child very quickly. So I think for many, many children, it is a very important part of their plan.
Well, and I think that we're going to be focusing on ways to prevent this from happening. And as I mentioned, the GPS, that was in case, as you say, they do get out, you know, or they do sort of escape or run off or something, and how scary for a parent. But really, you'd like to focus the parents on prevention. So yes, you get to know your children, you know what scares them, but do you have any other advice on parents for prevention that can help reduce their stress level just a little, Dr. Law? Is there some thing we can keep on our refrigerator? Is there some way to interact with the other siblings, get them to help?
Well, there's great resources. First of all, there's a website called the AWARE website with two A's in the middle that has great resources. The AAP has great resources. Autism Speaks also. Those will really help a family kind of go through a toolkit or think through what is the best approach for them. Parents who have any question about them needing additional help should consider going, requesting help through their pediatrician and potentially being referred to a behavioral specialist who can help them kind of work through and understand how to deal with this very challenging behavior. Parents should also consider registering in places where there is something like Lifesavers, which is a program that works with local law enforcement to have fast response. There are programs across the country that parents can register their child with and get some counseling.
There are some resources and things, and I think that's great advice to have you to register and also to talk with your pediatrician, which is always some of the best advice. And you're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.